Histories, Fables, and Folk Tales. It is important to understand that in Aboriginal cultures, as in many other cultures, there are different types of stories, and these stories have very different purposes. Because Aboriginal peoples didn't use a written language, important historical events for families, communities, and nations were recorded through oral histories. These oral histories also recorded and explained major geographical events that took place in a nation's territory. In essence, these oral histories are the unwritten history books of each Aboriginal culture. Therefore, these oral histories are extremely important to each community and must be remembered and retold precisely. Because of this, only specific people in a community, usually respected elders, are given the right and the privilege to tell them. Oral histories are frequently told during special ceremonial occasions, such as potlatches and feasts. It is at these ceremonies that these oral histories are formally witnessed or heard and recognized by community members and other invited guests. After these oral histories are told, it is the responsibility of these witnesses to remember and respect the histories and events that have been shared with them. In contrast to these oral histories, many informal stories, such as folk tales and fables, are also told in Aboriginal cultures. As in many other cultures, these tales are often told in the home. These informal stories can be told by anyone, and traditionally were told in the evening to teach children good behavior or for entertainment. Informal stories such as these are important in many cultures around the world. In fact, many cultures have traditional folk tales, fables, fairy tales, and myths that people learn in school or at home when they are young and continue to tell throughout their life. Do you have a favorite tale to tell?